Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
And we're off.
Well, first of all, what's up, gigglers? sometimes I forget to say hi. Hannah, anything you want to share with the class?
Okay, so I am the worst at keeping secrets. This bitch, I showed my engagement ring on Insta stories at least 3 times, accidentally. Mm-hmm. The gigglers mm-hmm. immediately spotted it. I took mm-hmm. it down, and then I looked on the giggler page, and they were like, so Hannah just wanted us to see it, and then she took it down. You guys.
I was like this shisty little bitch.
Oh, yeah. So tell me what happened. So you start getting messages because I'm an idiot. And I so full on, like, so you know how you could get confused with the right or left hand? I full on had like my left hand on like a dark blanket. Couldn't have been more clear.
No, we saw it. The real gigglers fucking saw it. And I was like, wait, is that an engagement ring? I was like, no way is this bitch about to post in her engagement and not have called me. So I do what any normal friend does, and I call Hannah, I FaceTime her angrily. Angry.
Angrily.
Whatever. Angrily.
It was abrupt.
New word. And I said, anything you want to tell me? And Hannah starts laughing hysterically. I don't know what was funny.
I folded like a cheap beach chair. Immediately.
Literally.
Did not even try.
Immediately. And then she just flashes her ring in front of the camera. And I do what any normal person does. I start crying because...
It was a deep cry.
It was a deep cry. And I'm going to tell you why it was a deep cry. One, I'm so excited for you, Hannah. Like, seriously, let's have a real moment right here where we're not joking. Like, I really am so fucking excited for you. But in true narcissistic fashion, I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? And how am I the most single I've ever been in my life? And my best friend is just traipsing around the town with traipsing. A rock. Traipsing. Also, can we just point out, like, I want to hear from you mm-hmm. about how you would have felt if you had gotten the pearl ring that you wanted.
So what's funny is I've been on this pod breadcrumbing everywhere being like, let's talk about engagement rings. And you're like, okay.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
But I really feel like there's two types of girls. There's girls who have been planning their wedding since out of the womb and girls who don't remember what they had for breakfast this morning. Mm-hmm. And that's me. However, I realized like those other girls are fucking smart because one day out of nowhere, if you're listening and you're single, you can be living with your parents and five cats and a guy is going to message you. And he's going to be the love of your life. And then you're going to be like, oh, fuck.
And that's a really good mental health moment.
It really is. I was literally in a dark place. Dark, dark place. Dark. Have I said
one
dark?
One more time.
Really dark. Yeah. But like, it just takes, you know, like how you make friends and you just meet someone immediately and you're like, yeah, their energy is great. I could be around them all the time. That's how it ultimately happens. But I was so just like, I am so hipster and I just want like a pearl and it's all just like capitalistic wedding bullshit to make you spend like thousands of dollars on a ring. When I said to Paige,
like,
I will not conform.
I will not conform to this patriarchy.
But when you told me to grow the fuck up, I straight up was looking at Emily Ratajkowski's ring and I was like, fuck this, I want two diamonds. Now you guys are wondering,
you literally went from I want a pearl necklace,
I want a string,
to I want two fucking diamonds. And I was like, that's my friend.
You go,
there she is.
There she is. Because, you know, you have to have self-love and self-respect. So you guys are wondering, Hannah, how did you trick this dude into proposing mm-hmm. to you? So this is what you do. One thing about Des and I, he kind of knew what he wanted, I guess. And he's been living his whole life doing his thing. And I guess he met me and like a couple weeks in, he was like, I'm going to marry you. Mm-hmm. So
which
I said.
Which is crazy town USA in itself in general. Like,
crazy.
I don't. Like, it's such, that must be such a crazy feeling to just know that you're like, okay, we're dating now mm-hmm. for it to be appropriate mm-hmm. for when the time comes to get engaged.
Talk because about really knowing like, someone's intentions when they get involved.
Right? Like, because I feel like realistically after like 2 months, I feel like we had a conversation. You were like, it's done. Like, this is it. It's done. And I was like, Hannah, no, I think he's great. Like, this is amazing. But like, let's pump the brakes a little. And you were like, respectfully, fuck off. Like,
well, also, I've dated so many guys that after 3 months or 6 months, you start seeing like a different side to them. And I was like aware of that.
Right.
But it's like, if a dude is already like, I want to marry you a couple weeks in, tell him to put his money where his mouth is. And I just started.
You know that TikTok? Wait, you know that TikTok when it's like,
the music
guy
drops?
Guy friends always say, like, you're such a great catch. You're such a great catch. Then catch me. Catch me. And I just, that's how I felt when you got engaged.
Well, what happened, you actually know the beginning of it. At one point I just started looking at wedding rings because I was like, oh shit, if this guy is serious and he's not fucking with me, I have no idea what I want, and I need to know what I want because I'm gonna be wearing it for the rest of my life and people are gonna be judging me on it, and it's this capitalistic wedding bullshit. So I found like an emerald ring and I just sent it to him because I was like, emerald's cool. It's different. It's different. I don't know why I thought it was like.
I would have murdered you. Absolutely murdered.
This thing with emerald, they're so elegant, but they don't shine like the circle ones.
No, and you need to shine like the fucking top of the Chrysler building, like the queen that you are. Like, everyone needs to know.
I love that you made a Chrysler building reference. You're so fucking New York. But anyway.
Yeah, I've been waiting to get that in.
So I sent the link to him. Mm-hmm. And his response was, on it. That's when we started playing this game. I didn't know if he was joking or serious. But that's when I knew the game had begun. And it's funny. Because I don't know if I didn't send that link if he would have known, like, let's fucking go. Because guys, you know, they're not the sharpest.
Right.
So they're
say that again for the girls in the back.
The tools in the shed are not sharp.
No.
So, and then I just continued sending him rings. And then I changed my mind, like, a lot of times. And then he took me to Oh, yeah. He basically realized that I have no clue what I want. And he was getting a little frustrated because every other day I go, wait. And I think at one point he was actually like about to get the emerald. And I was in the car one day and I was like, by the way, like I changed my mind. I think I want like a like teardrop pear or a circular. And he's like, so you don't know what's going on. So we actually went to London Jewelers in East Hampton. And we walk in and it's like literally like the movies. Like the people are like, oh, congrats, you guys are looking. And you just get to try on fucking diamonds. And they're like, okay, this one is 3 carats. And you give him a look and he gives you a look. And he's like, this one is 1.5 carats. And you give him a look. And then you see.
Oh, my God.
But I also have to say, it's hard out here for people with nubby fingers because you're out here on Instagram like with your fucking long, gorgeous, supermodel fingers. You could literally put a weed on that finger and people would be like, it's stunning. It's stunning.
Let's be serious.
It's couture.
They're chicken talons that I've dressed up. You know, I've painted them. I've tried my best. That's what they are. Thank you for calling them supermodel fingers. That's why you're my friend. You hype me up when
Wait,
I know that.
Now I can't unsee the chicken talon.
You can't unsee it. You can unsee
I'm
it.
I'm kind of hungry for some barbecue. but it's true. Like your finger, when you're dressing it up, you have to find the right ring for it. And I remember thinking like, you know what? Fuck all this crazy shit. I just want the classic. I guess it's a brilliant cut, the circular. And I just want gold because I'm Italian.
Right.
And they said like the platinum, what are the platinum nubs on top? The platinum, whatever it's
settings?
Called.
I don't know. It's platinum crazy setting. That this is like, this is one thing in like fashion and whatever and like in life that I know nothing about.
Well, that I actually messaged you. I was like, okay, so like, what are the cool girls doing? Like, what do I have to even aspire to be like? But I think it's important to just like kind of go with your gut with this because it's just like a timeless thing. Even though I think everyone's going to have 2 diamonds going forward, especially with Ariana, who got the pearl and the diamond. But anyway, so
it's definitely a trend. I don't know if I love it just because, like, I feel like an engagement is like such a classic, timeless moment.
Yeah.
You know, you only do it 4 or 5 times in your life. And
I realized, like, I can't wait for you to be engaged.
Okay. Oh, my God. From your mouth to God's ears, honestly.
I really feel like we are in Bridesmaids, though. It's like, wait, you don't have a fiance, but if you did, if you weren't single.
That's how you're going to start addressing. You're like, oh, sorry, you don't have a boyfriend. I'm sorry. Rewind.
You are going to be like, I'm so doing this as someone who doesn't care that much about these things makes me so excited for you because I know how, like,
yeah,
how great you're going to be at all of it. Like, you're going to do it all the right way. But
literally, Hannah, all I've been playing in my brain is like scenes from Bridesmaids, like picturing like giving like a speech at some point and just literally only ending it so that you and I laugh like in la escuela.
In la pantalones azules. And then one of my escuela. Like tough Wisconsin tennis teammates who was my doubles partner is going to come up and take the mic and you're going to be like, do I have to fight this girl who's 6'4"?
We can communicate with just a look.
That is such a fucking good movie. If you guys haven't watched it recently, let's watch it.
How funny when I posted like my best friend's engaged and it was like, oh, what is happening?
Well, it's also because like the turntables have turned and people are very confused because also I rarely posted about him on my Instagram because I had memes to post, guys.
Right.
I was memeing. I was tweeting. I was busy.
Comedy first.
But also go back to like why I didn't originally tell you. Like it happened. And then like that.
Okay, yeah. So it happened on Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
That's the day that, yes. Okay.
And then I like, we had a moment where we like told my family and then I like kind of wanted like a second where like people weren't excited for me and I could just kind of sit in it. And I felt like once I told you, I guess then it was like real. Then it was like, it's happening. Yeah. Then it's like sound right. The alarms. And we also were trying to like, what if we could surprise everyone like at the reunion? Like I just come in. Then I realized like that's a long time and I'm an idiot. So like that's hilarious to think I could do that. But in my head, I was like, let's just not tell people for a second. you call me. And I'm just like, I gotta get it. And Dez is sitting there just shaking his head. He's like, this fucking bitch.
You literally, it was word vomit. I was like, is there anything you want to tell me? And you were like, yes, I got engaged an hour ago.
Also, this is good for like anyone who you want to get anything out of. Just go up to them and say, is there anything you want to tell me? Like right now, if you are getting weird feelings from a friend, a boyfriend, a guy you're hooking up with, just text them and say, is there anything you want to tell me? And see what happens. And then post it on TikTok and blow them up.
I mean, you spilled your guts. And then you were like, don't tell anyone. I'm not telling anyone. I think 4 people texted me. Oh my God, Hannah's engaged. And I was like, I thought we weren't telling anyone.
Okay, so I told Haley. I told Cheech. And then I told Sierra. Because Sierra and I are FaceTiming, and you know I'm weak. I couldn't. I was like, I feel, you know, if you're not telling someone something, you just feel like you're blatantly lying. Everything you're saying, you feel like it's a lie. She's like, yeah. What'd you do today? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You're
I don't
like,
know.
Why the?
Why are you interrogating me?
Right. You're like, I'm feeling attacked, and I don't love it. She's like, I literally said, what's up?
What I also said, I was like, can you hold a secret? And she was like, I'm a fucking vault. I'm like, good, because I'm not. I go, Paige knows. But I knew that, like, if it got to other people on Summer House, it goes like wildfire, and I did not want that. So you two held it down, and I appreciate you two. I love you more than anything.
I love you so much, and I'm so excited, and I'm so happy for you. But we must talk about how you feel if you still want a garage wedding.
I'm so happy you brought that up, because I've gotten countless messages. 100% I'm having a garage wedding. If you guys really want to know, I think I'm going to do it in Shelter Island. On my cousin's lawn that's like on the bay, and it's like a big lawn. It's fucking beautiful. And I thought like, this is gonna be so easy. I'm gonna do some lawn games, get some barbecue. It's easy. Turns out if you're doing your own wedding, you have to literally like book everything. And then I didn't even
turns out you have to plan a wedding after you get engaged, and we didn't factor that in.
And then I'm like,
we jumped the gun.
I called a wedding planner and I like told her my budget or whatever, and she literally scoffed in my face and goes, triple it. I go, okay, Paige, I'm not talking to your fucking future boyfriend asking how big a ring I should get for Paige. Triple it. Are you fucking crazy?
That's just gonna be a saying I say now moving forward if anyone asks me anything.
So she responded triple it with her rate in addition to what her, like, what she thinks the wedding will cost. You know what I said to her?
You scoffed back.
I said, see you in court. I said, bitch, see you in court. I have your Instagram now. See you in court.
see you in court. You know, like, absolutely get out of my face.
But if anyone's listening, I'm open to doing some fun stuff. If anyone, small businesses, want to reach out and get involved. I do need hair and makeup still. I do need, what else do I need?
How many things did you not even think that you have to plan or think about?
I thought that the chairs and tables just appear. I thought that they just come up. When you invite people, it comes with the chair. I'm like, bring your own chair.
BYOC. I was just gonna say, the bottom of the invitation is like, regrets only, PS, bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair. And if you have a table lying around, that will be good. Otherwise, you can eat on your lap. Then also they were like, if you have over 100 people, you're gonna need bathrooms. And I'm like, bathrooms? They're like, no, like,
you're,
and
like hold it.
And not like hold it. And I joked, Des and I were joking, we're like, the guys can have like a pee spot, the girls, they know how to hold it, they've been holding in poop for weeks by the time they get there with their date.
Yeah,
nothing's coming in or out of Paige during that.
Absolutely not.
But I do think like I just want, like, isn't the best thing like just like a barbecue? Like, I'm not gonna do a bridal shower, I'm not gonna do any of that shit. I just want to have like barbecue, some lawn games, a lot of great speeches. I think we're gonna have a dance floor, even though we're trying to not, but like it's gonna happen.
You just want to marry the love of your life and get it going, you know.
You do until you start planning, and then you go, I deserve better. Like, at first we were like, we're having 30 people. And then I, like, was like, okay, but, like, obviously I'm inviting Paige and Sierra. And then then I have to invite more. And then you're like, oh, and then my mom has friends and their friends have kids. And then if I don't invite them, they're going to, oh, shit.
Do you find yourself just annoyed that your parents have any friends?
I literally, yesterday, I was like, you have more friends coming than my friends. This is my fucking wedding. And she was like, I'm sorry. And I was like,
I'm sorry. Wait, how much do you love saying this is my fucking wedding?
Huh? Also, like, Dez... he literally is like, the second we got engaged, I was like planning, and he's like, do you want to enjoy the engagement for a sec? And I was like, do you know all the stuff that I have to do right now for us? And he's like, can we just not do the wedding list, the guest list, for like 2 days? And I was like, the countdown, I have a countdown on my phone. I downloaded one of those countdown apps.
Wow, so you're actually really excited about marrying him.
Yeah, I am. No, but to be real, we're not really trying to have a shotgun wedding. If things open up, like, Dez is going back on this tour that it's called Mia Mama Tour in Ireland and Europe. Like, he's just going right back on tour in the fall. So that means, like, and then I want to go back on do a comedy tour. And, like, who knows when we have Giggly Squad live shows. So I kind of want to get it over with before I'm like, hey, can you come back so we could get married? You know what I mean?
I do have to admit to you that I do have a bet running.
Okay.
And I have it with Sierra, mm-hmm. and it's who will be closer to the date in which you tell us you are pregnant. And we have a dinner, like whoever wins, like, pays for dinner. And then at one point, Sierra, I was talking to Sierra, and she goes, we could probably tell Hannah. And I was like, no, we should invite her. That would be nice.
Make me pay for it. Good news and bad news. Good news, you're pregnant. Bad news, you owe us a very nice dinner.
You owe us a very nice dinner.
I miss when you dated restaurant tour guys, because we used to get like free food all the time.
Oh, I know. Let's bring them back. You know,
bring them back.
I could
finance dudes. Find one. Yeah.
Fuck them. Absolutely fuck them.
Oh, we don't deal with them. So yeah, that's the update of, oh, okay. And then, yeah, then, like, I guess we talked to people and they were like, okay, send us some photos. And like, look, I was proposed to, crusty eye. Like, I look like shit that whole day. I'm crying. And like, I'm not putting makeup on right now unless I'm forced to.
Right.
Unless I'm literally threatened.
Yeah, unless there's like a fire.
I've literally had people message me being like, please put mascara on for this Zoom call, please. And I'm like, okay. So
you're like, I will not conform to your bullshit.
I conform to this diamond business, but not for the Zoom call. So with that said, so I was like, Mom, can you come over and take some photos of me and Dez? So with her handy dandy iPhone and a ring light, we like got dressed and we just like took like a ton of photos. But obviously, you know, you look at it and you're like, this isn't like, you know how much pressure it is? You know, like, everyone's going to see it. And I'm like, nope. And then they kept telling me my finger looked nubby because I'm doing like the one finger thing. And I'm like, yeah, I can't make my finger grow. This isn't a fucking eyelash serum.
Wait, how excited were you though to do the finger thing? I feel like you see so many girls doing it, and like in your head, everyone thinks like, oh, so cheesy. Well, but then you're like, can't fucking wait to do
it. These are the things you don't think about, Paige. Once you get engaged, you have a photo. And I was literally looking up like cool ways to announce your engagement. And like, some people put the finger up while they're kissing blurry in the background. Some people do just like there's so many different ways you do it. And I ended up doing like just some basic ones and then some like selfies in a car where I was like trying to act like I was badass, like I'm not like simping for a dude right now. Also, I did get a bunch of funny messages where people are like, wait, like 8 months ago she was crying over another guy. And I'm like, whatever happened to growth? Whatever happened to actually moving the fuck on when you realize a guy's a dick? Let's embrace that. Am I right?
Whatever happened to just like being happy for people who are in love?
So,
and that's when you say you don't have a husband. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have a husband.
No, a lot of these people I think have husbands. They're just not happy about it. But we have to now announce your killer comment on my photo. I mean, well, which one? Which one? Because you were on fire yesterday.
Honestly, I was firing off.
I was just sitting around waiting for your next comment. You were getting into it with Mercedes Javid, who apparently is coming to the wedding.
1,000%. She almost put a Persian hex on us. And I was like, I don't need any more Persians mad at me.
I can't believe you said that.
A whole lot of them probably hate me. And I, you know what? Like, see you in court. I don't know. I'll see you in court.
Also, fun fact, Mercedes' husband is from Queens. So he will fit right the fuck in with all of Dez's cousins from Queens. So that will be out of control.
Thank God.
You say, I thought you were responding to someone, but you go like, what did you say about Bolo?
I said, I will be in touch. Thank you. I wanted to get it on his radar. Like, I wanted him to pencil me in. We'll have a phone call, Bolo. Thank you. We will have the appropriate
phone
call.
We'll have a Zoom call.
We'll have a Zoom. If you don't wear the Chanel, get out of here. You know?
Okay, I think we have to do a Bolo engagement party.
I mean, I think it's funny that you think that it was a joke. Like, I'm calling his people. My people are calling his people as we speak. We're setting something up.
You know,
up.
I've been following him. I was a little insulted he didn't immediately slide into my DMs just to see how I was doing.
Right. I thought he didn't even comment back at me. And I was like, sir.
I don't want to make this uncomfortable for you, but I will find you.
Yeah, I will find you. Yeah.
Also,
you will dance on my face. So get ready for that.
Oh, my God. The dreams I've had of that man, and he's in Chanel, like how much more perfect. But also, you commented about the adoption papers, and now people are photoshopping our photo with you in a little baby thing.
Thank you for picking the picture that you did. I'm absolutely stunning as a baby.
Oh my God. If our baby comes out and looks exactly like you.
Could you imagine if you had a baby and it literally was just a reincarnation of me? And like, it was just
the
most girly
thing ever.
She just talks
about nail polish all day. Oh my God.
And she's like, Mom, paint your nails. Paint them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
People are so funny, because then after I posted it, I was like, is it hammy of me to post again today? But I realized I don't want to extend
just
the day.
Did you just use the word hammy?
Yeah, like, you know,
ham.
Like, yeah, I'm being like a ham.
I just haven't heard that in, like, I don't know, 27 years. Like, the last time it was, like, my grandma said it. I don't know. Let's bring it back, though. Let's for sure bring it back.
I was being a little ham yesterday. But so, because I also, I'm like, I'm not even big on my birthday. Like, watch Summer House. My birthday's the day after
really
Lindsay's.
Not.
And you literally don't even know. No one mentions it. No one
would ever know. No one would ever know.
So I was like, this is just my day. Like, I don't want it to bleed into tomorrow that it's like, hey guys, just reminding you. I was like, this is my engagement day. And I just wanted to post some normalizing the not manicured nails. Got a lot of messages being like, how could you kill the whole family before your photo? And is Paige okay? Mm-hmm. So like, what did you think of the unmanicured kind of rebellious photos I posted?
So you know, it's just so you. And I love when people are true to themselves. And I feel like that is, I'm going to do a little mental health moment. Not even a mental health moment. Kind of like an advice thing. If your friend is doing something that like you wouldn't do, but like you're not mad about it, you just say, it's so you, you know? Yeah. Like it's not an insult. I would never have posted on manicured fingers, but it's your vibe, your aesthetic.
I hate this term actually makes me like get the heebie-jeebies, but don't yuck someone's yum.
Yeah, I don't love the term, but I agree with it.
Makes me uncomfortable. Also, did you see in the article I did, I literally wrote, my friend said, it's so me.
I'm the friend, people.
You didn't read the article. You're a bitch. You didn't even read my fucking article.
I did not.
That's how you know she's a real one.
I know everything that happened. In my head, I was like, I'm not reading this article, you fucking ham.
So for people who are wondering also about like how it actually went down the moment, when we were in the house, prison with a pool, Dez would send me these little funny rap videos. Do you remember them?
Yes, which are hilarious. Like we would lay in bed and just listen to them.
Because he would kind of know what drama was going on. And then he would send, like he did a whole thing about frenemies. And then like he lost his remote control the first day we hung out, and I was like, seriously, we can't watch TV. So we did a whole thing about how he lost his remote control. Anyway, so I wake up because he's singing in the other room, and I'm like,
and you're like, shut the I was fuck like, what off. The
I go, I regret all this. I need to I need to get out of here.
I need to
pack my bags ASAP, like, because you know how I feel about singing guitar. I can't do any of that stuff.
And like it being woken up,
oh my god, yeah, it was not good. But then I realized he was like trying to put a song together for me, because he kind of like improvises it, and I guess he was trying to get it right. So then he texts me, and I think he thought I was asleep because I watched it. And it was really cute, and it ends. I think I'm going to play it on Burning in Hell, actually. So
yeah,
subscribe to Burning in Hell. But it ends with him basically being like, I have a surprise for you. And then I'm just sitting there, and he's in the bathroom, like, brushing his teeth. And he comes in, and I was like, I watched it. And he goes, watch it again, watch it again. And then he kind of kneels over the bed.
Stop.
But, like, both knees.
Oh.
So he was just kind of leaning over the bed, and I, like, watched it. And I turned to him, and I kind of thought he was going to do it, but he, like, wasn't bringing his hand anywhere. I was not really in the moment. I was like, is this fucking happening? And then he was like, will you marry me? And I think I said, are you joking? I was like, that text I sent you was a joke. I was sending you ring links as a fucking joke, dude.
You turn around and like look and see if there's another girl in the room. You're like, me? Like, and I thought we were kidding around here.
I thought this whole thing was a bit. I thought we were just getting content from each other. But then, Paige, I cried. And I always wanted to cry when I get proposed to. Because I feel like those are the real ones. Like, if a girl doesn't cry, you're like, oh, she doesn't like them.
Right. That's how I feel. Okay, I feel that way. Like, if I don't cry when you propose to me, you should probably get your money back. That's also how I feel about, like, walking down the aisle. If my future husband isn't up on the altar trying to hold it in.
Turn around.
Like, and not cry.
See you in court.
See you in court. I'll see you
get the divorce papers before you get married.
I'll see you in court.
So from watching this process with me, have you changed your mind at all about your future manifestation of your engagement?
You want to know what? I have always, for how bougie and like out of control I am.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to be proposed to like that, like in bed.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I've never wanted to have it where like they hire a photographer and I'm like surprised.
And like people, like strangers are around eating dinner.
Yeah,
and they're
like fucking
Brooks.
Central Park. I'm like, get out of here. Get out of my apartment. I want to be.
Well, I do have to say people make the engagement process, like especially the media, like it's some like magical thing. I was talking to Taylor Strucker and I realized majority of the time the guy and the girl have spoken what ring they want, that they want to get married. And she's kind of just like, okay, he's going to do it any second. And then with the whole like paparazzi thing, that's so stressful to like set up. Like it's not this just like on a whim romantic moment. It's a pain in the ass.
I literally want my husband to like roll over and be like, "Do you? Here are some pancakes that I whipped up in the kitchen," and like open like the top of it, and there'd just be a ring there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like we're in bed.
But like with the pancakes still, not just a ring. We need the pancakes.
Right. I mean, if the pancakes aren't there and you just have a ring on the plate, I'll see you in court.
Also, apparently Dez like didn't know exactly how to do it, but he Googled, is it a good idea to propose in bed? And he said he got a lot of good feedback that people were like, it's like,
wait,
you
know, that is the cutest thing I've ever heard. He Googles, do I love my girlfriend and how do I know?
No, he actually said in the beginning, like when we were talking a lot when I was at the house, he said he was getting all these weird feelings and he had to Google like, what does love feel like? Because he said his hormones usually, and his cortisol levels were up and he was like, is this what chemically love is? And I was like, okay, well, we're going like, to cover that. We'll unpack that later because I'm a little worried. My basic emotions are confusing.
My Google searches are like, what does a UTI feel like? And do I have one?
He was like straight up WebMDing love. But yeah, he was WebMDing basically like how to propose. But I think it's because like you just start the day off with like pure joy and it's not like you don't check your email yet. You're not stressed about like a friend who's like texted you something weird. You're just like starting your day.
Right.
Granted, your breath is smelly and your eyes are crusty, but we're past that. We're past that.
And you're just like so in love. Did you have sex immediately after? I need to know. Is that a weird thing that I need to know?
We had sex that day for sure, but I feel like, you're not thinking about sex. You're like in shock and you're just like looking at the ring.
Yeah, like,
I wanted to fuck the ring.
Right. And did it just hit different that you were now engaged?
It felt weird. Like I was like, I don't know what a fiance is. Like how a fiance acts. I don't know what to do.
I don't know how to spell it. That's for sure.
Beyonce, it's like Beyonce, F-E-Y-O-N-C.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Google it.
Hannah,
Google it. See you
are
court.
You kidding? Are you kidding me right now?
No.
Is that really how you think?
No,
oh.
I know how to spell, but I do think saying it like that is funny. Also, I just want to make it clear, I wanted to cry, but I thought I would have to force it. But like, I actually just started crying, and I said one thing to my mom, and I think this is a good mental health moment. I feel like my whole life, I've just been like trying so hard for the result of things, like whether it's tennis, like I need to win, or like my like TV stuff, just like doing as well as I can, and like, and the harder you hustle, the more you get. And this was like, I just was myself.
That's fucking beautiful.
Like I could have tried to not make it work and it still would have worked. And that's when like you're questioning yourself, or like, did I say the right thing to this guy, or like, did I do something wrong, why doesn't he like me? Fuck that dude, fuck that noise. The right person you literally cannot help but connect with, even if you're fucking fighting it. I had walls up when I started this, and he just broke that shit down.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never really listened to anything you've said but that.
Like, but it's true. You know, some relationships feel like so much work. You're like, okay, I have to do this for him, and I have to pretend I don't like this for him, and I have to like pretend this didn't bother me. Like, no. I mean, you have to compromise. There's obviously work involved, but it's like you want to work on it because it's someone who's like your partner. But
that makes me so excited to meet, I don't know, anyone.
But also, I'm not trying to act like I figured out love or anything because I haven't. But I think it's time for front page news.
Yes.
Let's fucking
do it.
Go.
Okay, my first story is, let's talk about Hilaria Baldwin because she's back in the news. And she welcomed her sixth child. She had it via surrogate, but everyone is a bit weary because she literally just had a fifth. And
Six months ago she had a fifth, and she didn't announce she had a surrogate. She just was like, we got another baby.
We had a baby.
We plucked him out of the sky.
You didn't pick it up at the store. you didn't.
We ordered delivery.
You didn't make a coffee run and grab a baby while you're at it.
So I had, like, some murmurs of people being like, oh my God, like, leave Ileria alone. Like, but I'm like, she purposely posted this public photo, did not explain the context of how she got a baby in 6 months, and didn't expect anyone to question it. And then Alec Baldwin, classic, is, you know, cursing people out, unhinged, but he's like, stop asking us questions. And it's like, at what point do you put your private life out there, but then say, but you can't ask questions about it, of how they made a baby in 6 months?
Also, at what point is having children an addiction?
what are you trying to make up for in your life if you keep just putting a baby in your lap?
Just like, at no, in no situation do I want a baseball team to come.
In no situation, I'm like, you know what would make this situation easier? A baby. Yeah. If there's a baby in this room, I'd be a lot calmer.
Imagine.
Oh, wow. What are you drinking? It looks incredible. Who got that for you? Oh, you have people. wait, but like, do you think Ileria just like wanted to be back in the news, or she was like earnestly, innocently just like, hey, we had another baby, and didn't think that people would question it?
I think she thought that it would be like a good publicity, because like, who can be mean to like a new mother? I'll tell you
anyone. I love how you go, why do you need more kids? Yeah, at one point do you, I mean, some people, like, being a mother is their purpose. I feel like, who knows, when I have a kid, I might be like, being a mother is my purpose. But I do have to say, some mothers are fucking dicks online. Did you not see my tweet? I realized the majority of people who are mean to me, you click on them and they're with their kids. So immediately you're like, oh, I hope their children don't become dicks like them. And then they have a Bible verse and a quote about loving, being kind, you know, spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. Just shut the fuck up.
Is this a Brooklyn way?
Get off Twitter and talk and like spend time with your family.
I want to be like, ma'am, you literally just called me a cunt.
Ashley Heseltine, who actually is on Burning in Hell this week, she said she has this whole stand up bit that's so funny about how like this mom was mean to her, and how she went on her page and like basically started making fun of her child for like the kind of backpack she was wearing. And she was like, how did that make you feel? And she just went like really dark with it. But
she's like, fuck your wheelie backpack. Yeah. Grade.
Explains a lot. Just go to therapy now if you have a wheelie backpack in elementary school.
Wow, I had a billion of them.
Isn't it funny that no one cared about Ileria? Like, everyone left her alone. Like, she was living a peaceful, calm life of like, motherhood.
Go off. Do it. You know? Like, we're over it. All right. My next story is Meghan Markle and the Prince Harry Oprah Winfrey documentary. How excited are you to watch this? It comes out on On March 3rd, they released, like, another sneak peek of it, and it's coming out soon, but it's basically Meghan just being like, yeah, like, I'm not scared of them anymore, and they've lied about me so many times, and, like, they tried to say that I was mean to, like, the people that worked for her and, like, bullied, like different members, and then there's a clip of Harry just being like, I didn't want history repeating itself, and, like, you know, I always used to go back and forth with, like, do I like Meghan? Do I not like Meghan? I fucking like her. And that's my final answer.
Well, this is my thing. Do you think Harry feels weird, or is Harry like, fuck my family?
I feel like Harry's like, fuck my family. I just feel like there's probably so much we don't know. And the way they, if someone treated my mom like absolute dirt, I'm sorry. I have to never fuck with you then. Mm-hmm. Like, I totally get it that he would just be like, I don't want them to treat my wife the way they treated my mom.
Yeah.
And that's literally the only thing that I needed to hear to be like, I'm on their side.
No pun intended.
Pop off in LA.
I cannot wait for them to spill the English breakfast tea. Like, that's all I want in this documentary. But also, I feel like the royal family is not like the government. Like, I was very confused in the beginning. I was like, what power do they have? Like, it's not like they're going against the government and could get like in trouble or like arrested. Like, they're just like fancy people.
Right. Like, the
like, what power do they have? Like, I don't know.
What's your job? Being fancy.
No, it's literally like, What is the Kim Kardashian quote? Well, pretty impressive for someone who's just royal.
Yeah, like Parliament really has the power, and the Queen, I feel like, is more just like a figurehead type thing.
Okay,
but
Parliament.
Okay, yeah, sorry. History what? Absolutely go on. I'm like
go
in a documentary.
Off Queen.
Under my name, it says historian. And I'm just like, absolutely go off, Queen.
Go off, Queen. Wait.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I hate
Wait,
myself.
What is Meghan? What is the other one doing this? What is Kate Middleton doing all this? Is she just chilling?
I think,
like, when do women
like,
defend
just
women?
Speak. Yeah.
She's not allowed. She's forbidden. I don't know.
She'd
mean,
literally get her head chopped off.
I do think William is hot.
Not recent. Okay, circa like
hair.
05. Yeah.
Circa hair.
Circa hair, but right now, don't love it. Don't love it. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, what's next? Because I don't even know about royals.
Next is, this isn't even like a story, but I just like, I want to talk to you about it. Angelina Jolie sold a painting that Brad Pitt got her as a gift for $11.5 million. He had purchased it for $2.9 million. If
that's called
flex.
Being a business shark. Oh my God.
Could you imagine like your boyfriend giving you something and then you turning around and just doubling your fucking money on
that
it?
That just sounds like a full business. Like, forget acting. Just date hot guys that have money.
Forget Poshmark and Etsy. Date a hot guy, get some shit and sell it.
And be like, there should be a whole organization of like ex-girlfriends who know how to flip expensive stuff that their boyfriends give them. Isn't that like a Sex and the City episode with the purses?
There should be an app that like girls just go on and they post all the shit that their boyfriends had gotten them and that they want to sell, and you just sell each other your boyfriend old shit.
Like trade your, so it's like you still have that like pretty Cartier ring, but it's not from him anymore. Yeah. And it's like
triggering.
Sorry.
See you in court. I'll see you in court.
Oh my god.
I'll fucking see.
I do think this is
court.
A good idea, but it is like slightly niche. However, why not?
I mean,
You're triggered whatever. Right now. You can't even think.
Yeah,
right.
I can't even think because I'm like, oh my God.
Do you wear it?
I used to. I gave it back. I can't have that shit in my apartment. I don't have one thing that an ex-boyfriend has ever given me.
You don't have a sweatshirt?
That's different. You know I love my high school boyfriends.
When I think I have a lot of shirts and t-shirts, but they become yours. Like, you get new memories in them.
Yeah, I've like slept with other guys in them, you know, so it's like, that's not yours anymore. Just kidding.
Just kidding. See you in court. What's next?
He's like, you didn't go to this college. I'm like, shut your mouth. Do your job.
Do your job. He goes, you don't act like you've been to college, so I don't know where you got all these college shirts from. You can't form a fucking sentence without saying
secret court.
He's
like, I know for a fact, bitch, you didn't go to Cornell. Absolutely out of here. And I'm like, what?
So you go Big Red. Fuck you.
Well, I forgot they're red. Next, this isn't even like a story. It's just like why I want to talk about it. Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin.
Oh my God.
He has pink hair now. And people are saying that like he doesn't follow her. I just need to know what's going on, you know?
Well, it's funny because they've been pretty clear, like, this isn't a relationship. Like, we're not serious. But the media is like, yes, it is. You guys are together. I mean, he likes to hang around hot girls. We've made it one. But also, it's like, is this not a midlife crisis? Have you ever seen one?
I mean, midlife crisis. Armie Hammer also moved out of his house. Talk about midlife crisis. Sorry. That was just, I got, my brain couldn't work. Moved out of his house and left behind a torso, mannequin, and some rope. Now I think he's just fucking with all of us.
I think he's messing with us at this point.
No, he's messing with us. Like, in no situation.
His PR team's like, okay, the only way to get this better is if you get a mannequin. Stab it a couple times. Put a murder scheme document.
His team's like, let's have fun with it now. And we're like... Armie Hammer,
let's go
we
in
will
deeper.
See you in court. Get out of here.
Also, anytime we say see you in court, you have to drink. If it's the morning, hydrate, okay? Or drink that iced coffee. Even though it's the winter, I know y'all are drinking iced coffee. Yeah, Armie Hammer at this point, it's like...
I mean,
he's embracing
just,
it. He's fully embracing it.
He needs, like, a sober companion or, like, a wrangler or, like,
a wrangler.
I don't know.
I feel like a wrangler is what you should call, like, when you go out. And you know it's about to be a wild night. You go, okay, who's the token wrangler of the night? It's like there's
not a wrangler.
There's a designated wrangler for the night.
It's kind of like babysitting for adults.
100%. Oh, that's another app. When you're going out, you need a wrangler. You need a babysitter for the night. You hit it up. The closest person comes to you. You give them 5 stars if you get home without throwing up on yourself.
Imagine if there's just someone in the corner of a bar and you're about to take a shot and they're just looking at you and they're like, no, no. And you're like, fuck you. You're like, sorry, that's my wrangler.
My wrangler is fucking annoying, but I paid him. I'm paying him, so I have to give him 2 stars at the end of the night.
And that's all the front page news that I had for today.
Amazing. Because
I just wanted to talk about your wedding the whole time.
I think it was important to give it the...
the amount of time it fucking deserved. Because we love
love. I appreciate you. And I appreciate all the gigglers for like... Yeah, I got this fucking nicest messages and people just... I feel like people have been through a lot of my relationships with me. So they also feel like they're the ones who got engaged with me.
I had girls DMing me being like, wait, why do I feel exactly like you right now? And like Hannah's not my friend, but like, why am I nervous and feel like I need to get engaged? And I'm like commiserating with other girls. We're going to get through it. Our best friend just got engaged. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine.
No, everyone is going to be fine. Also, like, it's not, it's just, and everyone's also, popcorn pops at different times, you know?
You and these fucking sayings is genius. On like a serious note, I do want to say like, congratulations Thank on getting you. Engaged. It's so exciting. I love you. I love Des. I love you way fucking more.
Thank you.
But like, I'm so happy for you. And it's just
how did you feel?
I'm so excited.
I feel like how did you feel when you first like heard us talk on the phone?
You and Des?
Yeah. I feel like you had initial reactions.
I knew from the moment that you were like chatting to him on the phone. I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to marry this human. Because I've listened to you talk to other guys on the phone. Yeah. And you know when like you're on the phone with your friend and like you're on a FaceTime with a guy and you kind of like turn the camera so he can't see and you look at your friend, you're like, yo, fuck this guy. Like, I hate this guy. And your friend's like, yeah, like absolutely get off the phone.
You go,
like,
you didn't think of hate him? And I was
you
like,
didn't
this
hate
is
him.
The one.
And yes. I was like, she's actively wanting to talk to him on the phone. She's going to marry this one.
It's wild.
Everyone's like, okay, Paige.
It's wild.
No, but it like, it's so beautiful, and I'm so excited and so happy for both of you.
Thank you, my love. And I do, yeah, it's just like, you go through a lot online and stuff, and to just have like overwhelming people that are happy and excited. And I guess it is just like a cool life event to happen, but now y'all are going to have to deal with all the planning and making fun of this new life that I lead, which is weird. Yeah. But also, Paige, at least you have one less girlfriend to worry about right now. Right now, at least.
Yeah.
Until my next problem.
You do know that I only worry about myself 24/7.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even know why I brought that up. It's just me worrying about you, pretty much.
You got engaged, and I'm like, wait, I have to.
No,
like,
I have.
I'm making it about myself.
But, gigglers, thank you so much for listening to this special engagement episode. And
yes,
we love
we
you
love
so
you.
Much.
And don't Las forget.
Los pantalones azules.
En la escuela.
En la escuela.
I love you so fucking much. It hurts.
I love you too. Okay, guys. We'll talk
right,
to you later.
Bye. Thanks for giggling.